From WFIU Public Radio at Indiana University, welcome to the A Moment of Science podcast, bringing engaging science to those with unlimited curiosity but a limited amount of time.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from T. Rowe Price, managing investments for the long term with a consistent, disciplined approach. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence at TRoePrice.com.
Hey, Don. Did you know that 24 billion tons of soil is lost to erosion every year?
Really, Yael? I did not know. What happens to the soil?
Well, when farmers plow their fields, they leave the soil bare and exposed to the elements, so wind and rain can pretty easily sweep soil away into rivers and lakes.
That sounds bad.
It is. Some geologists call soil erosion one of the fundamental problems of civilization. I mean, without enough soil, we can't grow food. And without food, we can't live.
Is there any solution?
Well, there are alternative ways to farm that don't involve plowing. One is called no-till farming. Basically, instead of plowing a field, farmers plant new crops down through the residue left over from previous crops. The leftover stalks and cuttings act like a kind of organic blanket protecting the soil from runoff. Of course, no-till farming also leaves more weeds, which requires farmers to use more herbicide, so there is a trade-off. That's why some experts say that the best way to save soil and protect the environment is to combine no-till agriculture with organic farming.
Okay, but hold on a sec. If plowing is so bad for soil, why have farmers been doing it ever since farming was invented thousands of years ago?
Because for the individual farmer, losing a few centimeters of soil is hardly noticeable. So soil erosion doesn't seem like a big deal. But add those few centimeters up all over the world and over thousands of years, and you've got a truly fundamental problem.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from David Montgomery at the University of Washington. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from BP, which is working to provide today's energy while transitioning to a low-carbon future. More information at bp.com/US.